The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next, Beth Moore challenges us to become real before God and others.
We can be walkers and joggers in a whole lot of areas of our lives, but we're just paralyzed in this one. Or it could be that we're just the paralytic in every way. But what is it that is stopping us from getting up and moving on?
Help to keep moving on when life has you paralyzed. Next.
Welcome to Life Today. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I welcome you to Wednesdays with Beth. She's teaching on a subject. I am holding a DVD of the teaching, When Life Has You Paralyzed. It is a part. It is actually a bonus to a series on something that is vitally important to every one of us, and that is our health, our well-being. Your body, His temple. We're talking about how we actually have things going on in our minds that totally jam our systems and lead to really the destruction of our health. And the psychologist, the PhD who teaches on this is from South Africa, from Johannesburg, who switched off my brain. She is teaching 4 different sessions on how your brain literally gets jammed, how, in fact, it causes all kinds of problems physically. Janet McCarrow is talking about how we can age in health. Betty and I were talking coming up here to the studio. I looked over at her and I said, Betty, I met you the first time nearly 50 years ago. We'll soon be married 45 years. Now, we want to live healthily. We have learned some things that have made a tremendous difference in our lives. We want to pass those on to you, and we've brought in the best teachers to teach you about how you can take care of your body, which is His temple. What you're going to hear Beth talking about, When Life Has You Paralyzed, is a whole part of the series. And I want you to welcome Beth Moore. Some things may have you paralyzed, but you don't have to live there. Here's Beth Moore. Welcome up.
I got to tell you something that happened a couple of weeks ago. I just cannot get it out of my head. And you need to know that I laughed when it happened at my own self. I was at a speaking event. I had a conference that weekend, and I was in West Virginia, and I had the opportunity to stay in a hotel where they had given our event team the suite at the hotel because the entire place had been sold out. So they had thrown in the suite as a little extra. Now, you got to understand, after 25 years of speaking, I have slept on cots in church libraries. I have slept with people's 5-year-olds in the next twin bed. You understand what I'm saying? You know, you just do the thing. I just need you to know this didn't start out in a hotel room. And I can still stay in all manner because I love to go to all sorts of places and all sorts of off-the-beaten-path kind of towns so that we can see God work in a midst where you just don't see Him do that kind of thing in that kind of conference all the time. So there were just places where all sorts of surroundings that I might encounter. This time was one of the fancy kind. And I mean, like, it was 3 big rooms. The bathroom was bigger than my den at home. All of these mirrors, and I would go do my mascara over here, and then I'd fluff up my hair here, and then I'd go check my blouse over here, just trying to use the whole place. It was just the neatest place. But I came to a place where it was time to get ready, and I needed to iron my blouse. And I thought to myself, in a room this fancy, you would think you wouldn't have to do your own ironing. But never think to yourself, I don't do my own ironing. So I was ready to iron my blouse, and I had brought my spray starch with me. You know, when you're just obsessive compulsive about your ironing, I had my spray starch with me. And when I opened up the top of it, my iron was hot, my blouse was laid across the ironing board, and I looked at the top of it, and a lot of rust had gathered right around the spout. And I'm thinking, oh, I know what can happen there. It's going to get wet and it's going to spray all over my blouse. So I go to my makeup bag and I grab out a Q-tip and I start going around the top of that spout. And I do, it's quite a lot of it, so I do all this rust with one side. And then I turn it to the other side, do all that rust with the other side of the Q-tip. And I look at it and I start to throw it in the trash and I thought, that looks like earwax. Not only does it look like earwax, it looks like someone has got the most terminal case of earwax anyone has ever had. And I mean, I just was going, whew, I can't take them thinking this. And what I want you to know is I hid that Q-tip. Because God forbid that the woman cleaning up that room was gonna go, whoa. I tell you, she was nice and stuff, but she had a little problem with her inner ear. So I wrapped it up and hid it, and when I did it, I laughed at myself, but I still didn't undo it. You know, a word has come to me recently. You won't find it in exactly this terminology in Scripture, but it is scriptural all the same. That we just have to come to a place where we would adopt a new philosophy called cut the bull. You might know what I'm talking about. And I mean bull is short for baloney. You understand what I'm saying to you? I wonder what kind of work the Lord Jesus would be allowed to do in our lives. What kind of healing would come when he sets out for the most pharisaical among us, the very teachers among us, the ones to whom it is so important that we appear a certain way. What if we just got real? You know what I find disturbing? The number one thing I have heard over the years of Bible study ministry, number one, I could take a yellow highlighter and go over letter after letter after letter after letter after letter that says the same thing. Thank you for being real. Amen. I want to ask you a question. Do you find that a little disturbing? Yeah. Why would that be exceptional? What kind of game are we playing? We know good and well we have been messed up. People don't need us to act like we've always had it together. They need help. They need help. What if we just, as my friend says, who is a counselor in Arkansas, what if we just started to be who we seem? What if it was just true to the bone? If what we want people to think we're like is like at 100 decimals, but what is true, is it about 70? What if we just became straight out the 70? We'd minister to more people. Yes. And you know what? We'd be freer because that bull is keeping us from a profound healing of God. Amen. Because we will determine we don't need it. Mm-hmm. That person sitting next to us, we'll just pat her all through the service. Hope you're hearing this. We'll be so glad our husband came. Hope he is hearing this. If his mind wanders for a second, we're just punching him with our elbow. He's talking to you. When really he's talking to me. He's talking to me. Just cut the thing down. Let's go down to where it's real. Let everything else go. Just cut it and be real before God. And if we are, we will know the power of his healing. What is it as we meet together, some of us from a distance, but we're meeting together in Scripture just the same, what is it that has us paralyzed? We can be walkers and joggers in a whole lot of areas of our lives, but we're just paralyzed in this one. Or it could be that we're just the paralytic in every way. What is it that is stopping us from getting up and moving on? What's just got us? What's just got us? We can have a trauma in the home that we just cannot get past. It may have been months ago and years ago, but we just can't get past. We are paralyzed by it. Anybody know what I'm talking about? The enemy can just use guilt and condemnation to keep us there, where we feel like we can't even go to church and hold our heads up because we remember what happened in our home just a few months ago. I'm telling you, somebody is hearing what I'm saying. Amen. Some kind of devastating loss, and I say this with tenderness, that just has us paralyzed. Some kind of huge conflict that has never been resolved. It can happen in couples where we've never gotten past what happened in 98. Is anybody hearing what we're saying? Because we can't resolve it. Everybody's still so full of pride. We just can't get the thing resolved. Something terrible that happened in the past. You know, sometimes we don't even know what it is. We're just stuck. We don't even know how to define it. We're just stuck. Sometimes we're paralyzed by unforgiveness. And sometimes that paralysis of unforgiveness is toward ourselves. What's just got us stuck? Where are we just hamstrung? Where is it we're going to get an answer or else? Just been standing in the same place going, God, you're going to explain this to me or I'm not going on. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Today, I feel a lump in my throat even telling you about this, is my firstborn's birthday. I had the privilege of raising two darling daughters that are young adult women now. But as I look at my oldest daughter with her darling bouncing baby boy, I love to be able to tell her when she tries to describe how she feels about him, I love to say, oh, baby, that's how I feel about you. Even now, I'm tender about her birthday because early that next morning, we'd had so much company on the day that she was born. Keith and I both have large families and all of them were there. We also have a large church family and all of them were there. And we were the first of our friends to start having these babies. So everyone gathered around. I remember thinking to myself after I'd been through the trauma of childbirth, I cannot believe they did not come to see me after what I've been through. 22 years old and went through the shock of my life. I felt like they should have put one of those things they put on horses when they win the race, that those rose wreaths. Something. So with so much company around the room, we'd all had prayer together. But then come about 4 in the morning, when everybody was gone, of course I'd not slept a wink all night, they brought her to me. And they laid her right on that hospital bed with me, and then the nurse left. She said, I'll leave the two of you alone. And I want you to just get the picture, because if you've had an infant, you know what I'm talking about. I wanted to see her. I'd not really gotten a chance to take a good look at her. And so I just began unwinding her. You know what I'm talking about? Where you think they're going to have to wear this to college, obviously. Where you're just unwinding. And then you look at their little toes and their tiny little feet. And she was staring at me. The tears were just pouring from my cheeks, falling right down on her little belly. And I said to her, hi. My name is Mom. And it was the most beautiful word. And I looked at her and I wept and I couldn't have articulated then what I know that my soul was saying, but I wouldn't have been able to find exactly the words. But I lay there with that little thing in my arms and thought, how could anything this pure come from anything this impure? I had a sense of impurity from the time I was a little bitty girl because of my early childhood victimization. So I had this overwhelming sense of shame from my earliest memories. And then, you know, you act out on that and you're just a mess. I was just a wreck. I was just a wreck. And I looked at that tiny little thing, and suddenly, what I was going to do with my past took on a whole new meaning. I read a book a number of years ago by Gilda Radner, who was in the early Saturday Night Live fame. She's long since passed away. But she wrote a book before she did called It's Always Something. It's Always Something. She tells a story in it that was printed as an excerpt in the paper at that time. And she told about growing up and having a family pet that was going to have puppies. And somehow the family pet got too close to the lawnmower and lost its back legs. And they took the family pet into the vet and said, "What are we to do? Must we put her to sleep? After all, she's going to have these puppies. Can we somehow still have the puppies?" And he said, "Well, I'm going to tell you, it was early on." He said, "No, absolutely not. If we don't maintain the life of the dog, the puppies aren't going to make it. But here's what we can do. We can sew her up, and she will teach herself to walk." And they said, sure enough, she did. She didn't even waste any time with it. She learned to drag herself by her front paws and somehow hop forward with the back part of her body. Didn't seem ashamed of it. That's just how she walked. And they said, then she had the puppies. They were all healthy. And the last line of it said this, "And when they learned to walk, they all walked just like her." I became petrified that even if no one touched my children, that the secondhand effects of my abuse, if I did not deal with it, was going to show up in them. And somehow, all of a sudden, you got to do something. It was years before I would tell you that I was experiencing full freedom. You just go through layers and layers of it. It was a deep stronghold, and it took some long and radical work. Anybody know what I'm talking about? But in the process of it, by the time my healing came, I knew my healer a whole lot better than I knew my healing, and I was in love forever. You understand what I'm saying? He was Prince Charming, and it was done. It was done. I would be in love for the rest of my life. That's what the course of that longevity gave me as a gift. What would it take for you and I to decide it would be worth it to seek healing? What would it take? Doesn't have to be the birth of a child. Some of you are going, "I'm way past that." Others are single going, I don't even know if God's got that as part of my life. What about the value of you as His child? What about the value of you and the impact your life is going to have on people around you? Because we have spiritual offspring even when we do not have physical offspring. We are having influence. We are having an effect. Would it be worth it to you in your stay on planet Earth to do whatever you had to do if you had to go through the roof? You want to be healed. You want to be healed.
To obtain information on Beth's teaching materials and for her speaking schedule, visit us online at lifetoday.org.
Boy, Beth, we're bearing fruit. I mean, we've got a harvest. The Old Testament prophet said, "Be ashamed of your harvest. You have sown wheat, but you've reaped thorns." I think a lot of times the pain that we see in others started in us, and then we were sowing it in others. I really am excited. Betty, you have been an exemplary example of trying to do things right. You're absolutely beautiful. You have been disciplined, but you've learned some things about health. Mm-hmm. And I love to see people get the benefit of the things that we've been exposed to, those things that have helped us.
I do too, James. And to me, our health is very important because it really coincides with our spiritual growth, I think, too. Because how can we be able to do fully what God wants us to do if we don't feel good?
Well, if our body really is His temple, and that's what this entire teaching session, Your Body, His Temple, is all about, and you can see what is there, what's being offered. We want you to get the 8 sessions, also the DVD with Beth Moore's teaching, and then the books on the Fabulous at 50, getting Who Switched Off My Brain, and then Marty's Top 10 for how in the world you have the right diet and the right fitness and really the supernatural enabling you to do it. Please know the telephone number there is always there if you need someone to pray with you. I've said it many times. It's paid for by love. Betty and I can't pay an 800 number where 1 million people just about every year call in saying, I need help just here in the States. And so we can't do that. You say, who does that? Love. People like you say, you know, I want to help people that need help. Well, the number's also there today for you to call and say, send me the series, Your Body, His Temple. This is God's house. And what do we need to do? We've got a health crisis all over the world, certainly a big one here, that no federal government is going to be able to deal with adequately. But we could begin to make some changes in the way we live and what we do, and God knows we all need to, but we need help. If you'd like to have the DVDs, 8 sessions again, all of the books, Beth Moore's teaching, we're asking you to simply send a $99 gift that helps us in all the outreaches, helps us right here in the television outreach, helps us in the mission projects around the world. If you'd like to have it on CD, we're asking for $59. But we'd also like to ask you, as we have year-end emphasis and beginning a new year, we'd like to ask you to help us care for 15,000 children that we've identified in tremendous need in that second poorest nation in the Western Hemisphere. We have found children that we want to take care of for the entire year. You take $2 and we're able to take care of a child. $50 will help us care for 25 children. That's a gift you'll be making. And so great way to end the year, great way to begin the year. So would you make a gift here to help? And you ask for the tapes, you ask for the DVDs and the material, Your Body, His Temple, ask for that because we want to make the necessary changes. But would you consider making a special gift to help us share an opportunity to have health with those precious children? I know you like to do that for others, and we want to also help you. That's why we're offering the material. Go to the telephone right now, or you can go online, lifetoday.org, and simply request Your Body, His Temple. And thanks so much for your help.
In this fast-paced world, it's often difficult to balance what the Bible says about health and wholeness with the latest scientific discoveries. Introducing Your Body, His Temple, a powerful new series that will put you on the road to physical health and emotional wholeness. Through 8 life-changing messages, our guests Caroline Leaf, Janet McCarroll, and Marty Copeland team up to help you achieve God's best for your life. Their professional insight and passion for wellness will elevate you from a frustrating lifestyle of stress and dieting to a lifestyle of freedom in your body, your soul, and your spirit. Plus, when you call today, we'll send you 3 dynamic books, Dr. Caroline Leaf's Who Switched Off My Brain, Dr. Janet McCarroll's Fabulous at 50, and certified personal trainer Marty Copeland's Top 10 Diet and Fitness Strategies.
I can't thank you enough. This is what I was telling everyone my whole life.
Thank you for explaining everything so well. The journey's not easy, but I've come so far I can't turn back now, even if I wanted to.
This is really remarkable. Thank you for bringing this to life.
With your gift of $59 or more, you'll receive Your Body, His Temple audio series and books, or request the video series and books with your gift of $99 or more. Call today and we'll send you a bonus DVD by Beth Moore, When Life Has You Paralyzed. As you move on your journey to health and emotional wholeness, you'll be helping 15,000 suffering children in Nicaragua take a step toward better health. Please consider an additional gift of $20, $50, or $100 to help us provide emergency food supplies for 10, 25, or even 50 children for a month. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,000 or more, and you may request the video series along with one of the Final View New Creation bronze sculptures. Please call, write, or make your gift online today. In this region of Nicaragua, thousands of children live with the empty, gnawing pain of hunger. It is an area where 75% of the children are malnourished and 25% severely.
Hey, buddy. Oh,
gracias.
He's giving us food.
You know, he doesn't have anything, but he just went ahead and gave us.
He doesn't have anything, and he's giving us food.
Oh, gracias. ¿Dónde lo conseguiste esto? Abajo. He went to pick it up all the way down the hill.
You know, Jose, he freely gave me this mango with an extended belly, and he's starving. And he freely gave, and I pray that you will allow him to freely receive out of your goodness, out of the ways that God's blessed you. Will you please give so that he could have a hope and a future, so that he could have health in his little belly? We could put hope back in these little eyes.
You know, the need that you see there is a need that we can meet, and we are doing our best with Your Body, His Temple, all of the inspiration, insights, and information that you get to put something in your hand that will have an impact on your life. And what we're asking you to do, you ask for, and I hope you get the DVD, because I'm telling you, this is just excellent. It's beautiful presentation. It's powerful. It's the kind of thing you can share with others. You could actually have studies around it, could transform people's life and their health, their thinking, the way they live. But ask for the series and the books. But would you include another gift? I mean, if you make a gift, as an example, of $50 to help us with 15,000 children, we want to feed and take care of these kids for an entire year. And $50, as an example, would enable us to take care of 25 children. And we're asking you to do that. You may be able to give $20 and say, I can at least help with 10. Whatever you can do, here at the end of the year and beginning of the new year, would you make that special gift? Thank you so much for doing it. Thanks for sharing this time with us. And thanks so much for your help.
Tomorrow on Life Today, Michael and Susan Ellison share their personal struggles with health that led to spiritual insight and a journey to discover wellness. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.